British Sky Broadcasting presents Material Girls, starring Hilary and Hayley Duff, Lucas Haas, and Angelica Houston as Fabiella, directed by Martha Coolidge. An attractive young woman with dark brown hair is joined by a pretty blonde woman. They dance around the screen wearing matching long, white, filmy evening dresses. Although wearing heavy makeup, they pretend to apply mascara, blusher, and lipstick. The words clean, clear, fresh, and pure fade in and out. The screen freezes, and it is a billboard advert. In the middle is written Marchetta, and below it, all natural cosmetics. The name Ava appears alongside the dark-haired woman and Tansy by the blonde woman. Nighttime, Ava and Tansy enter a nightclub.
Vogue next week. You should think about it. It's gonna be my party.
Your party? Don't you mean our party? And wait until you see the fierceness that I'll be with.
Oh my god, aren't you Baz from Long Island? I cried so hard last week when you caught Tan doing it with your dad. Is she gonna kill herself?
Tune in on Wednesday night after American Idol.
Go, groupie.
You want me to sign your abs?
Oh my god, yeah, that would be great. I love the way that you spell your name. You are such a creative genius.
Ava, don't let him bother you.
He loves you.
He's just used to random house.
Whatever, I just cannot wait until we announce our engagement.
Ah, good. You have a little smudge.
Should use Daddy's smudge lip sealer.
I, pure beauty genius. I love it. I will make love to it.
Love. I know you can.
I know I will. Go have fun. Meet your man. Hey, Jose.
Hey.
With us, Tara Reid and Fritters are gonna karaoke.
You guys, if I have to hear them do Spice Girls one more time, I hate classic rock. Tansy, you have been such a downer lately.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to give you some of my Prozac if you don't chill out.
You guys, to be honest with you, I didn't even want to come tonight. I wanted to stay home and finish.
Are you insane? You know Marnique beats everything to Us Weekly. Do you really want them writing that you want to stay home on a Thursday night and fill out some weird college application? We are the face of Marchetta, and face of Marchetta does not study chemistry.
Babe, I'm missing you out here. Come on.
Come on, y'all, let's sandwich.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. Oh,
come on, y'all.
Yeah. Hey.
Ava and Tansy join their friends on the dance floor. Next morning at Ava and Tansy's house, a gardener trims a large hedge, while inside a maid hoovers a carpet. Tansy sits at a desk in front of a laptop. Tansy is filling in a form headed UCLA. Tansy replies to a text on her phone. Tansy looks at a page on the computer screen. She reads, "Essay for application. The person who has influenced me most." Tansy takes off her earphones and points the remote at the TV as the maid leaves the room. A sign on the screen reads, KLAE News 8 presents Evils of the Epidermis. A picture of a woman appears with a large spot on her nose, a small box, and the words severe skin disorders. Tansy fast forwards to a doctor examining a woman with a severe facial rash, then to a man addressing an audience. The caption reads, Victor Marchetta, CEO and founder, Marchetta Cosmetics.
If you start with an all-natural regimen, this will cure most of the skin's difficult problems. One of the biggest problems is actually over-treating the skin. Now take toner for example.
The person who has influenced me the most in my life is my father, Victor Marchetta. Though he's gone now, I'll always remember him in his lab concocting the perfect lipstick. I'll never forget the time he taught me the dangers of using FD&C artificial colors.
Ava, in white top, short skirt, and fairy pink boots, prances down a hallway.
Good luck with the girls' bedroom, Ava. Un ciclón pasó por ahí anoche.
No exageres.
No exageres. Mm-hmm. Tú exageras with this sad excuse of the breakfast.
I don't even think low carb is going to cut it this morning. I am so bloated. Can I just have hot water and cayenne pepper and maple syrup and lemon? I need to cleanse.
Oh, and I need an aspirin.
Me too. Melanoma. Hey, Tance, give it a rest. You can't keep sitting here watching Dad's old TiVo'd shows from 2 years ago for the rest of your life. What? Plus, that skin show's disgusting.
I find it comforting, Ava.
Oh, that's so sweet. And creepy. Plus, I gotta clear up some space here. Mick likes me to watch all of his shows, and this week, Raz and his dad get in a fist
fight. Ava, give it!
We're talking Golden Globe material.
No,
stop! Do you have a traded version?
No, I've got that Italian summer for you.
Oh, really? You go to a lot of screenings?
Yeah.
Well, your next one's gonna be from The Slammer. You're on TV, pal. For Channel 10 News, I'm Ned McMorrie. And
you are ripping people off.
Ugh, I hate that cheese whiz.
Ava, deliver it for you.
Ooh, goody.
A delivery of a large basket of flowers.
Yay.
Doralisa, por favor.
Thank you. Ava, you are so hot. Love, Mick.
Aww.
P.S. Don't forget to watch me tonight after American Idol.
Love him.
Ava. It's my engagement ring.
Thank you very much. The gate is open.
Oh. That's cute. How romantic is he? Oh,
look at that.
He has such great taste.
Ava, you picked that out.
Well, yeah, but he likes it.
It's cute.
Oh, girls.
Do you like it?
Okay, yes.
Come on. No. You have a meeting to go to right now.
Can we reschedule?
No,
can we go tomorrow?
Oh, no.
Tomorrow.
No, we cannot do that again. Not reschedule. This is charity.
Oh, that reminds me. I clean out my closet for your church's clothes drive.
Thank you. Homeless people love Dolce & Gabbana.
Hey, baby, love this song.
Ava and Tansy draw up in their open-top red SLK 350 Mercedes outside large metal gates which are opened by Rick. They get out of the car and give the keys to Rick.
Let me take this.
Thanks.
No problem, Miss Marchetta.
Thanks.
You said that already.
Oh, right.
Tansy.
Tansy looks coy as she walks away from Rick.
I've got to come to the office more often.
Hi.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hello, how are you?
It's nice.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi. Hey.
Tommy.
Watch all of his girls.
Ooh, are you hungry? Mm. Let's get some food. Come on.
You're too thin, both of you.
You're too nice.
Hey, let me ask you girls a question. Mm-hmm. Seriously, what do you think of this tie, huh? It's off the chain, right? This is Rocca wear.
Rocca wear? And yes, it's nice. I like it.
You're very handsome.
Rocca wear?
Hey, gonna get some snacks? I want an assortment for these girls.
Aww.
This is Jaden. She's our new intern.
Hi, Jaden. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Jaden.
I love your dress.
Thank you. Maybe when I'm done with it, I'll give it to you.
Hey, let's go in my office. I need to talk to you about something. On the DL. Look who I have here.
Hi, Pam.
Hello,
how are
my
you? darlings.
Hold my calls, Pam.
Sure thing. Oh, Craig is waiting.
Oh.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig. How are you, girls?
Good. How are you?
Great.
All right. Let me put this as delicately as I can. Our future is in the crapper. Thank you, Pam. You may depart.
Why not?
Very nice.
Thanks.
There's no new product. The truth is, without Victor Marchetta, there is no Marchetta Cosmetics. And so this is what you're going to inherit when you take over the company in July, and I'm no longer your trustee. I mean, you girls even want to run this place?
Well, I mean, you're going to be, you know, doing most of the running, right?
Yeah, sure, yes, yes, of course. Of course I am, and if you keep me on. But there is another option.
No, I'm okay, thanks.
Jaden, do me a favor, would you please, sweetheart, and split, go, out. Thank you.
Oh, well.
We have information that Fabiella is going to make an offer on this company.
Fabiella?
Ooh.
That's Daddy's worst enemy.
All right, just listen to what Craig has to say.
Yeah, I prefer very, very hard pressure. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm scheduling a shiatsu.
What?
What'd you say?
The offer, Fabiella.
Yeah, right. Okay. If the numbers come in from Fabiella tomorrow where I expect them, I mean, we could pay off our creditors and still have a unit for each of you.
A eunuch?
Unit. 100 mil. And you girls could spend that cheddar however you'd like.
I could finance Mick's independent movie with that. Ava!
What?
He wrote a really good script, Tansy. It'd be like an investment. This is Daddy's legacy that we're talking about.
All right, chill. Everybody chill out. Just relax. We'll think about it. There's no rush here. We'll take our time. In the meantime, let's go see some charities and earn ourselves a tax credit. Come on.
We specialize in making large print books available to seniors who suffer from macular degeneration or just plain bad eyesight. We also offer storytelling to the very elderly. Yet for some reason, this is not considered important by the federal government, which is why we're in need of private funding. Please help our aged neighbors enjoy the gift of reading. Thank you.
That was very touching. Thank you so much. We'll let you know by the end of the week.
Thank you.
We're actually going to take off, too. Tansy, remember, she has a really important appointment. We like the breast cancer lady and the animal cruelty lady. And the animal cancer lady. The rest is all up to you guys. Thank you.
Was there an animal breast lady?
She was first.
Do you think Tommy's going to be mad?
No, how can he be? He knows we only have 6 hours to get ready for the gala.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh, Oh, no, am I late? I thought my appointment was in 10 minutes.
Not bad for a guy in a suit from Men's Warehouse.
Huh?
You're one of the charity people, right?
Yeah, Henry Baines. Oh. Greater Los Angeles Free Legal Clinic.
Medical clinic?
No, we help people who can't afford an attorney. Here, let me give you my card.
Wait, so you don't even help people with terrible diseases?
No, we help people who are poor.
Right, but that's not a terrible disease, per se. I mean, they don't even have a ribbon for that.
Okay, I guess I'll have to look into that one.
Oh, by the way, a little preparation H under those eyes will really get rid of the puffiness.
Tansy!
Ava and Tansy get out of a chauffeur-driven limousine onto a red carpet. Camera lights flash as they are stopped for an interview by a reporter. Ava and Tansy enter a nightclub.
Here they come. Okay, let's get my psychic fit in your bag?
Sure.
Okay, well, give me your lip gloss. I'll put it in mine. You put it in yours, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Us Weekly and People Reverse were mad at Gossip Weekly because of the blind item they said about Vic being gay.
People Magazine, are you excited about tonight's events?
We are, of course. We feel so excited just to be able to remember our father like this.
Well, what I want to know, how do you stay so toned? I mean, you got runner's legs.
Aww, thank you.
So do you.
Oh, Terry, hey, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Nice meeting you. Mick is actually in Long Beach filming a very special episode of Long Island.
And is it true you engaged?
Whatever did you hear that?
Terry!
Marchetta sisters, and you're watching E.
I'm so nervous.
If you make it into People, we'll sell a lot of lipstick.
Coming on.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
She's a chocolate.
Angela. Joe Tweeney's daughter.
Hi. Yes. Jacqueline! Hi!
You look stunning.
So nice to see you. You look beautiful.
Love the outfit.
Where did you get all this stuff?
We watched that episode. It was so great.
Ava.
Oh my God, we love that show.
We cried.
We all cried.
We should send her
some. Oh, look, there's Fabiella. Now remember, be charming. But don't let her think you're too easy.
Okay.
Hi.
Look at you two, so hot, I'm blinded.
Thank you.
Now about the offer. I knew Vic a long time. And let me tell you, we had a relationship that was built on mutual respect. That's why I'm here. To see you two so grown up in charge. C'est magnifique. Now, I've got the market cornered on the 35 and ups, and you've got the Gen Y crowd. Together, we are unstoppable.
Fabiana looks over at a young blonde man standing at the bar.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just saw one of my ex-husbands over there. Some advice, girls. Never go younger, even by a month.
A hard bod is no substitute for wisdom, girls. Remember that.
Okay.
Well, well, well.
Tommy.
A powwow of squaws. Fabiella, I'm sorry, but I can't have you talking business with my girls tonight.
Of course. Enjoy your evening, darling.
Thank you.
And you as well. Come along, sweeties.
Oh, thank God you saved us.
Keep smiling. She's still watching.
From his early days in the South Bronx, when he brewed his cosmetics in pots on his own little stove, to the rise of the top of the cosmetics world, Victor Marchetta always remembered the words of Winston Churchill. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. Before his tragic death 2 years ago, he sought to help others. When his first product line became a huge success, donated a portion
of the used Daddy's waterproof mascara.
Give me.
Family was always a top
priority.
Let's
get out the gift bags.
He raised his daughters on his own.
That this is supposed to be sad.
Important to him. They become the beautiful, charming young women we see here today.
Oh, smell.
No, night cream. Dang, this is like $100 an ounce.
Guys, have some respect.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Marchetta CEO and Victor's best friend, Tommy Katzenbach.
Thank you. And thank you, Charlene, forgive me. I was fortunate to know a side of Vic that few others did. We grew up together. And for that, he brought the old Tomcat along as his number two.
Oh.
This is a guy who started out.
I'm all about this phone television. I love things in me.
Bam! He creates Madonna's first look,
her second and third looks.
Not to mention Alice Cooper and Marilyn Manson. All beautiful, beautiful women. But his two best girls were always his daughters. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Ava and Tansy Marchetta. Girls.
Thanks, Tommy. You've been like a second dad to us.
And you know, he totally got stuck with all of the tormented teen angst years and the car accidents.
Okay, hold on, let's go through the channels. Oh, hey, the Game Zone Network. I love it. Oh, no, go to Channel 10, the girls on television.
Not to mention,
on the news.
Probably going to get tonight.
Hey, Mom, Dad, check out your TV.
I want to thank everyone so much for coming out tonight and honoring our
What is this?
It's supposed to be about making women feel and look beautiful. But what if the cosmetics you trusted to make you look good?
So proud of them. And we're proud to be the face of this company.
Hey, put it on the screen.
Put it up.
The product gave them terrible scars and infection. While developing their night cream, it appears founder Victor Marchetta deliberately covered up his discovery of some shocking and permanent side effects.
Perfect skin.
Until I started using the Marchetta Everdeen Night Cream.
We're trying to help you!
No, I put it on my nose!
Turn it!
Hey, you're going to turn it off!
Don't
you
need it?
Come on!
to anybody. I'll take care of everything. Here, go.
Are we supposed to just go home and sit there?
Eat something. Ava. Go.
Drug companies have gone out of business from similar scandals. Though at this hour, we have very few answers to the questions raised by the chilling images. One thing is certain. For two of Los Angeles's most celebrated socialites, life is about to change.
Ava and Tansy sit side by side on a large printed orange settee. An orange blanket covers their knees. Tansy looks around anxiously. Ava turns her head to look at Tansy.
Ava, this is so weird. We're here all alone.
Stop creeping me out.
Well, how do regular people deal with this?
They get pets. Getting a tension headache. Where's a spa when you need one?
A coffee table is covered with lighted candles of various sizes. Dozens of crushed used tissues litter the floor. Tansy, wearing a green face mask, is holding a bowl filled with a green mixture. She dips into the concoction, then brushes the contents onto Ava's face as she lies on the floor.
This stuff smells so good. I mixed rose water with tea tree oil and avocados. It's very invigorating.
You're good at this stuff, just like Daddy.
Thanks.
You're lucky you have a real skill. Unlike moi.
Ava.
What?
You have skills. Tons of them.
Like?
Commanding a room for one. You could get people to do anything for you. I think one day you could run Marchetta.
Don't say Marchetta. I never want to hear about that company again.
You know, I don't think Dad did anything wrong. Maybe in a couple days this will all just die down.
Yeah, maybe. That feels so great. There's nothing I love better than getting my temples rubbed. Except new shoes.
Ava and Tansy run over to the window. People are throwing eggs at them.
People, they're throwing things up here.
So much for this dying down.
I'm never going to get into a college now.
Not everything is always about you, Tansy.
No, it never is, unless it's you telling me what to do.
All I do is try to help you. And you know what? Sometimes it gets so annoying.
You know what? Don't even give me that older sister martyr act, okay? Ava!
What?
Ew! Oh,
I don't want to hear it, okay?
Stop it!
Why don't you just go open the window if the smoke bothers you so much, and then you can see how much everybody loves us.
Stop it! Stop!
You don't
smoke.
Stop!
Stop. Tansy!
Stop!
Shut up for a second!
Oh my...
You didn't! Why did you smoke?
I didn't! You're the one that brought it out of my hands!
Smother it!
The tissues are on fire. Tansy runs through the blazing room and unplugs her TiVo. Ava runs out of the room. Ava and Tansy load up their sports car and drive away from the blazing house. They arrive at a hotel. Ava and Tansy go into a hotel reception.
Hi. We'll need a suite. And can you have the room service people send up two orders of your wasabi mashed potatoes as soon as possible? We are in serious need of comfort food.
Right away.
Nick still isn't answering. Neither is Tommy.
So sorry your credit card's been declined.
What? No, this is a corporate platinum card. It has no limit. Try it again.
The hotel receptionist glares at Ava as she snatches the credit card back and swipes it through the machine again.
Here's your account's been closed.
What? Hey! What are you doing? Stop! You know what? I'm gonna take those scissors and I'm gonna cut up your summer 2003 bangs, you little nasty little hotel troll!
Shh. Okay. Oh, staring at us.
I just want to get out of here.
Craig, what the hell is wrong with our credit cards?
Oh, yeah, didn't I tell you I had to cancel all your cards?
No, you didn't tell us that.
The company's in trouble. Everything's leveraged to the hilt. That means no credit cards, no cash, nada.
We're broke.
Hey, can you hold on a sec? I'm trying to swing myself to spot on Tiger Woods' cart.
Craig, if you put us on hold, I'm going to come over to that golf course and... I don't want to see you all on your face! Craig!
One more thing. There's an emergency board meeting set for tomorrow at 4. Be there. And wish me luck with Tiger Woods.
I will not wish you luck with Tiger Woods! Come on. Let's call Inez.
Man, we gotta get a better ride. Can't be rolling up to the club as a poopty. I know, man. I feel ya. You got what you got, you know? Yeah. Hello, ladies. Let me help you with that.
Ava and Tansy unload their sports car, held by two young men dressed in black, standing by an old red Mustang.
The keys are inside, okay?
Ava and Tansy climb a metal staircase. They're frightened by a shadow looming towards them and run up another flight of stairs.
From Tiffany's to Target in one single night.
Oh, I made some tea.
Are you sure you have room for the two idiotos that burnt down their house?
Idiotas. And you are not idiotas. Here, let me help you with this. I always have room for you two here, my babies. You can stay in my daughter's bedroom.
You have a daughter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have two. They live with my mother in Colombia.
Nancy, how come you never told us that?
Because you never asked. Caliente.
Well, why don't they live here with you?
Have you ever heard of post 9/11 immigration delays? The terroristas have one. Okay, girls, come on, let's go to sleep. It's very late. It's almost 2 o'clock. They're going to start muy cansadas. Todo lo que me han pasado. Pasa, pasa. You're going to feel very comfortable here. Let me fix this for you. Buenas noches, mis niñas.
Buenas noches.
Good night.
Ava and Tansy lie in separate beds. A table lamp lights the room from a small bedside table between the beds.
So weird not being at home. Feels weird not having a home.
Ava takes off her watch and kisses it before placing it on the bedside table. She lies back in her bed and looks upwards. Tansy touches the bedside table.
Ava, why does all this stuff look so familiar? This used to be ours. Daddy must have given it to us. I didn't even recognize it at first. My puppy sticker collection is still here. My popcorn scratch and sniff. It still smells like popcorn. I feel like Daddy's still alive and he's just gonna come and save us.
Well, he's not. And Mick's still not answering his cell. His battery must have died.
That's really not important right now, Ava. I'm announcing my engagement tomorrow. My life is not ending just because Dad screwed up some dumb Everdue formula. What? I'm never talking to you ever again.
Fine.
Tansy turns over in her bed, her back to Ava. Ava lies on her back in her bed, looking at the ceiling. Tansy turns onto her side to look at Ava.
Who's gonna get the light, Ava?
Ava and Tansy turn their backs on each other. The table light stays switched on.
Okay, time to wake up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I'm here. Practice your Spanish.
I am so glad I rescued my dress.
Ay, gracias a Dios. To have lost it would have been a tragedy.
Oh, tell me about it. I have no idea what I'm going to wear to the party. I have no clothes.
Yes, you do. I still have the hand-me-downs you gave me for the church drive. And not too many homeless are size two, anyway. Okay, I'm done here. I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
Go to Lattice. And then I'm off to Sassy Mates to see if they take me back after all these years. Some of us have to work for a living. Oh, and girls, please behave. Don't burn down the house. Lock the door. See you later.
Do you remember this?
Oh.
This was yours. Do you want it back?
Ugh. No.
Not bad. It's cute.
Kids. Ava and Tansy walk down the steps in bright sunshine.
I feel so last year.
Calm down. Retro's really in right now.
Oh. Oh. Hi. It's the red Mercedes.
What, do I look like a valet?
Yes.
Honey, there's no valet here.
Oh! Oh!
A man holds a copy of the National Inquiry, which shows a picture of Ava and Tansy and the headlines, Marchetta Scam, Sisters Disfigured by Own Product. Ava and Tansy are sitting on a bench.
Oh, God. I'm God's personal joke. I think he said we need to get on the 2, and then switch to the 37, and then on the 6. On the 6! Just like J-Lo. And then we gotta get on the 2. But a different 2 than the first 2. This is ridiculous. Somebody has gotta come pick us up. You're right. You know, friends don't let friends take public transportation. Especially the bus. Ava, I've heard about the bus. People pee on the seats.
They pee!
They don't pee on the bus.
Yo, it's Mick. Tune in Wednesday night. Wait for the beep.
Mick! Baby, it's Avi. Where are you? What's going on? I mean, I've called you like a million times. We're announcing our engagement in like 2 hours. Call me, okay? But don't worry about Tans and I. You know, we're on our way. Oh, our ride just got here. Bye. Love you.
Ava and Tansy board the bus.
Avi.
What? I'm not tipping you till I know how your service is.
$1.35 each.
Ava takes her purse from her black quilted Chanel bag.
We're going to 273 Benedict Canyon.
Good for you.
The bus pulls into a curb. Ava and Tansy get off the bus, then it drives away without them. Ava and Tansy limp up a driveway towards a woman holding a clipboard and a security guard who raises his hand towards them.
Yeah, all right. Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Whoa.
It's Ava and Tansy Marchetta.
I'm sorry, you're not on the list.
I am Mick's fiancé, okay? I wrote the freaking list.
It's Marchetta, with an M.
No, like
Like Manolo?
Yeah, I know who you are. My mama used to like to wear your lipstick.
Yeah, but I bet if she had the same skin shade as you, she'd like the, raspberry.
Mama died last year. Maybe now I know why.
Do you know how mad Mick is gonna be when he finds out how you treated us? You're done. He is gonna be so pissed.
Look, it's Etienne.
Yeah, I knew
you saw it. Etienne! Etienne, hey! Etienne!
He can't hear you.
Ava phones Etienne, who is drinking and smoking on a patio.
Go!
Etienne, it's us. We're outside, and this guy is letting us in.
Oh, actually, I decided not to go to the party because my throat is a little tender.
Turn around. I'm looking at you on the patio.
That's not me.
We're being totally dissed. By Etienne. Yeah. He worships us. Well, he was gonna go straight for us. You know what? He's not straight for us anymore. And you know what? Etienne's not even Brazilian.
Ava.
Oh, Saul.
Oh.
Thank God.
I know, baby. I know.
We've been on this bus and we've been hiking around, and then this guy won't even let us in. Just take me to go and see Mick.
Yeah, actually, that won't be happening now. As his agent, I have to look after Mick's best interests. And the thing is, Long Island is about to squeak into the top 10, and let's face it, you're a liability now. So as far as the engagement goes, I think we're gonna have to pass.
Pass? What are you saying? Are you dumping me?
Well, technically, Mick's dumping you. Look, I have to think long term, and a career choice like...
Okay, right. From a business standpoint, you know, I get where you're coming from, okay? But look, on the other hand, this was my engagement day. And I risked my life to save this dress, so you know what you can tell your client? Karma!
I'll let him know. Oh, and one other thing.
What?
We're gonna need the ring back.
Ava throws the ring into the bushes.
Okay.
You know what else? Long Island is a really bad show. Hate it.
This is a disaster. Our sales have plummeted precipitationally, and the retailers have already returned almost 90% of our shipments.
Hi. Hi. Sorry.
Jayden. For heaven's sake, get him a moist towel or something.
Carry on.
Carry on. Yes, well, Fabiola did make us an offer. It was lower than we hoped for, but in light of present circumstances...
How much is it for?
How much is it for?
60 cents on the dollar for all our private stuff.
60 cents?
It's actually quite generous. I mean, it could go down again next week.
What?
Oh. If we sell the Fabiola, what happens to the Marchetta name?
If we're lucky, we disappear quietly.
Quietly disappear? What about your investigation?
Well, I looked into the Ebidu file. Thank you, Pam. And, I don't know how to tell you this, but there were some problems in the testing stage, and your father, for whatever reason, decided not to deal with it.
What he's saying is that the complaints are legit.
I'm sorry, girls.
What? Tommy, you're not just gonna, like, accept this, right? I mean, you're gonna track down those people from the story and...
Yes, I'm gonna try. I threatened to sue, but Nakamori won't give up his sources.
People, can we pick up pace here?
Yes, all right, let me be frank here. This company was already a sinking ship. With this new publicity scandal, we're the Titanic. It's disfortunate, but true. And this is an excellent opportunity for the shareholders to save their hides.
It's a great opportunity.
Oh! I gotta pee.
Ooh, yeah. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing.
In the ladies' room,
oh my God, I am a federal emergency. No wonder Mick dumped me. What are we doing in here, Ava?
No, I just needed a second to think.
Come on, let's just go in there and vote to sell this stupid company that Dad totally screwed up.
Hey, look, Daddy wasn't perfect, okay? But getting things right was so important to him.
What do you mean?
I don't know, I haven't figured it out yet. But I know I want to get my hands on those test files.
We vote no. We don't believe our father is guilty of any wrongdoing.
The board doesn't need your votes to pass this. Now let's get this thing done. I've got a plane to Maui in an hour. All those in favor, bring this offer to the stockholders for approval with our recommendation to sell.
The board members raise their hands. Ava and Tansy look expectantly at Tommy.
I'm going to extend.
Yes.
I will see you all in 30 days at the stockholders meeting.
Ava and Tansy sneak out of the building behind a car. The reporters and cameramen see them and give chase.
All right, rest. Come on. Three, two, one.
This is Brad Tibbiot E, and I'm actually following the Marchetta sisters right here in downtown Los Angeles.
Ava, I think it's broken.
You have to leave it.
No, leave it.
No.
Yes.
Get in.
Can I get a statement from you? Is it true your cosmetics cause cancer? Come on, give me the exclusive.
Driving fast, Rick's Jeep rounds the corner of a wide, busy street. He pulls into a curb in front of an orange-painted building. Ava and Tansy get out.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Ava and Tansy straighten their clothes. Ava limps onto the pavement. Tansy walks round to the driver's side of the Jeep.
Rick, you were amazing.
We owe you big time. And I never welch on a debt. Despite what you might read in the papers.
Don't worry. I'll collect on that later. And I never believe what I read in the papers.
Tansy waves to Rick as he reverses the Jeep and drives away.
Bye.
Jeez. Chance. He's a parking attendant.
He's cute.
A receptionist looks up in surprise as Ava and Tansy walk past her. They make their way towards Henry Baines, who is sitting at his desk, one hand propping up his chin as he looks into the distance.
Hi. Remember us?
Can we have a word with you in your office?
No, you're looking at it.
But this is a really embarrassing emergency.
Oh, I'm sorry. My private suite's being redone. It's either here or the janitor's closet.
Okay. We need a lawyer. A free lawyer.
Wait a second. You two want me to work for you pro bono? But you're rich.
Haven't you been watching TV? We're destitute.
I don't watch TV. Besides, you're not destitute. I mean, come on, you've got cars and houses.
Yeah, we sort of burned the house down.
And our car got stolen.
Besides, everything we own belongs to the company. And they want to sell us to Fabiella.
For only $60 million.
Each!
Obviously, we need help.
Look, this is a place where underprivileged people come for help. Not privileged people who don't want to sell their company.
Our privilege got taken away from us.
Yeah, and don't you think that it's fishy that Fabiella wants to buy us and then this scandal just falls in her lap?
Yeah, but shit happens. I mean, it's a coincidence that I can't pay my phone bill on the same day that my student loan is overdue, but it's the way it is. Look, if Fabiella wants to buy your company, why don't you just sell it? Then you'll have all your money and everything will be fine.
Henry, money doesn't buy happiness.
I know that, do you?
I don't know, but that's not the point. The point is that we don't want our father's reputation to just go down in ruins. And we need somebody to be on our side.
Yeah.
Henry looks at Ava and Tansy in exasperation.
What
What it sounds like you guys really need is a private investigator to look into this.
Well, do they have pro bono private investigators?
No. They're actually pretty pricey. Look, you guys might want to look into getting a job. In the meantime, I can look into some of the legalities here.
Yes. She has a degree in medieval literature from Harvard. She'll make a great addition to your staff at Medieval Times. Yeah, happy jousting.
Oh,
God.
Bless you.
Oh, you girls have your resumes?
We had headshots, but we lost them in the fire.
Okay. Doris, do you have any Motrin? What are your skills, girls?
Oh, we can dance. You mean like dancing? We're really good dancers.
No, I mean, like, can you type?
Oh!
Can we type? We're good. We can do, like, 10 IMs a minute. See?
Yeah. Great. Listen, girls, I don't think that you need an employment agency. I think you girls need an unemployment agency and a typing class.
You feel better. I cannot believe we didn't get our unemployment money. I mean, we've never even been employed. Shouldn't that mean that we would get more unemployment?
Oh, what a tragedy. Right up there with the federal deficit. You know, maybe we should launch a congressional probe, huh?
My feet hurt so bad. I need new shoes. How am I supposed to get new shoes without unemployment money?
Hey, you want to try my Easy Spirits? You know, my cousin Constanza? She walked all the way here from Colombia in a pair of those.
Really?
No, but they're very comfortable.
Okay, you guys, enough with the shoe talk already. What are we supposed to do about money?
Well, how about sassy maids? They're always hiding people.
Ew.
Well, I guess not. But you know what, girls? I don't work for you anymore. So while I am cleaning up after bulimics in Bel Air, I really would appreciate a little bit of help around here.
Oh.
See you later.
Oh, damn, that's a heavy door.
It's doing anything.
Please meet you. I'm Erin.
Enough to make me go vegan.
It's for my boss. He's in this water dispute, and he wants me to find all kinds of papers just from all kinds of places.
Ava and Tansy wash and iron with the TV on in the background.
You know, it would probably be easiest.
Wow.
If I just...
It is amazing what you can do with a really good push-up bra.
We should do that, Ava.
Heck yeah, come on.
Do what? Start wearing push-up bras?
No. Become investigators. Then we wouldn't have to pay anyone. And you were the one that said you want to get your hands on those files.
Yes. Let's do it. Investigators.
Yeah. Tansy tries on some shoes.
Inez was right.
Oh, this is it.
These babies are amazing.
It's impressive.
They're so comfortable.
Oh.
I'm never going to wear Jimmy Choo's again.
Bite your tongue. These are going to be my investigator shoes.
Tansy dances backwards and forwards in the kitchen.
Just gotta get my size.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, you girls look nice.
Really? We're wearing our charity handouts.
Fantastic.
You're taking off. Hey.
Hi.
Something wrong?
No. We just came to help out and see if, you know, anybody needed anything.
Tony Katzenbach's office.
I wish I could stay a while, but damage control.
Fabiella's on line one. She'd like to speak to the girls.
Ava, Tansy, and Tommy point to each other.
No.
I'm just gonna know we're fighting about.
No.
Ava takes the phone from Pam.
Hi, Fabiella.
Meine schöne Kinder. How are you? I've been so concerned. Are you well?
We're fine.
Good. I'd like you to come to the office tomorrow for a little chat, businesswoman to businesswomen. Katzenbach, what? Too, of course. I'll send my car. I'll see you at 1:00.
Oh, well,
going anywhere near that crazy's office. No.
Maybe we should go.
Ava.
Whatever you think, you know.
We should go see what she has to say.
It's up to you if you want to go. Like...
Have you seen Tansy and Ava?
No, I think they left.
Oh, thank God. I asked them to change that toner in the copier, and they said, why does it need a toner? Does a copy machine have large pores?
I think that's a perfectly reasonable question.
Necessita toilet paper in last stall, por favor.
Oh, sí, gracias, no problema.
Oh, I look disgusting. And you got super serious.
It's a disguise. No, I don't know why we didn't just ask for the Everdeen test files.
Okay, rule number one, don't trust anyone. That's true when it comes to dating B-list TV stars and in business.
Okay, walk like Lucy.
Yep.
Dressed as cleaners, Ava and Tansy are in a darkened corridor.
Ava, come on.
Hold on, they should be right here.
Well, they're not, so can we just go? Come on, I'm geeking out here. My autonomic nervous system is launching stress hormones. Oh, come on, you know the biochemistry calms me down. Come on.
They're not in here. Maybe they're still in Tommy's office.
Ava closes the filing cabinet and, holding a bag and a feather duster, creeps down the corridor with Tansy, who is also carrying a bag.
Shit. Ava, come on, this is an announcement. Let's go.
Hold on, wait. Do you know how to pick a lock?
What do you think I look like, Ma? A gangbanger?
Nice outfits.
Rick, we're interning.
Obviously, I mean, with those bags.
Oh, your hair looks really nice today.
Maybe you could help us with something.
In Tommy's office.
All right, let's just make it fast.
Rick holds a penknife to the door lock.
Do you have a bobby pin?
I do. How'd you learn that?
I was a gangbanger. I'm just kidding. But I did have my juvie moments.
Ava puts her bag down on Tommy's desk.
I can't believe I let you guys talk me into this. I can get arrested. I can get fired.
This whole thing was her idea.
Look, I promise you're not gonna get fired, okay? In fact, whenever we're in charge again, we're gonna promote you. We're gonna make you head of the whole parking lot.
Parking lot? Why do you think I work in the parking lot?
Because you park our car?
We don't have a parking attendant.
Really?
I parked your car because I'm nice.
Oh.
I'm a lab technician.
That is so cool.
Look, I'm glad you two lovebirds are having so much fun over there. Meanwhile, I just found out the files. Look, Everdeen night cream formulas, lab analysis, test results, and names and numbers of all the people we tested.
Oh my God, we gotta get out of here, come on.
What? Why? Yo, wait! Hold on, stop!
Ava, Tansy, and Rick run down the corridor. Rick opens the door to the yard.
Why do we have dogs?
Got them last year after all the break-ins.
We had break-ins?
You guys really didn't pay any attention to the business, did you?
No, apparently not.
No, kind of. I really like chemistry.
Get out of here. So do I. That's why I work down in the lab.
I love it. I've actually been filling out all my applications.
Okay,
no way to wear. Like...
Hey, while I can really appreciate this whole exchange of sexual banter here, there's dogs outside that want to rip our faces off.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so are we outside the fence now?
Yes, we're safe here.
Oh, good. Here, take this.
What?
Okay, here, give me your bag.
Don't drop that. Hold up.
Come on.
These shoes rock. I don't even feel like I'm going to plummet into my death at any moment.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I'll go first.
What? Go where first?
Down there.
No, not into the trash.
Rick, no!
Tansy, no. Wait. Tansy, I am serious. Do not.
You can do it.
Do not.
Just pretend you're diving in the ocean in St. Bart's.
No, I can't. This is so not St. Bart's.
Come on, Ted.
No!
like makes you my hero or something.
You bet.
Get me out!
Ava!
Get me out! Grab my hand!
Are you okay?
Three tower blocks. One has the red F for Fabiella on it. Rick, Ava, and Tansy enter a plush reception area.
Whoa! Beam me up, huh?
I smell jasmine.
We have it piped in.
I love Century City.
The Marchettas are here. Please make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you.
Hey.
Oh, velvet, sweet.
Hey, remember, we have to speak our language.
Okay. May I offer you some coffee, latte, espresso, cappuccino, mocha, caramel macchiato, chai tea?
Oh, I'd kill my firstborn for a caramel macchiato.
Honey, if you knew my firstborn, you'd kill him for a lot less than that. You?
I'll take a chai tea.
Janet? Make it happen. Now tell me the truth. Are you well? Are you truly, truly well? Because if you're not, I have two of the most wunderbar psychiatrists on my payroll, and I'd be so pleased to lend you one.
Thanks.
Entrez.
Fabiella takes Ava by the hand and leads her up a staircase, followed by Tansy and Tommy.
I'll have one of those espressos, Janet. With the chocolate shavings?
Hmm? Must be easy coming to the office every day when you have a spot like this.
Yeah, and this way no one can pack heat, huh?
Just breathe. Relax. Now, I know things have really sucked big time for you lately, girls, but all that's about to change. I want your company. I want you to make the deal. You want to be a chemist? Be my chemist. Go to any college you want. You want to travel? The ancient ruins of Pompeii, the bronzed island boys of Mystique await you. Do it on my dime. I want you girls to be the face of my new line, a line we create together.
But our reputations have been completely ruined.
Oh, I'll clear his name. I'll make your father a hero again. Listen up. My father, Morris Fabrinsky, pulled himself up by his bootstraps to become mattress king of Atlantic City. Everybody called him a crook. But his memory means everything to me. I know what you're going through.
Thank you.
Oh, Tran, Bob, hurrah. Why don't you give the girls foot rubs?
Oh.
Tran, better yet. Why don't you massage Ava's temples?
Oh.
Remember, girls, I can give you everything you ever wanted.
So maybe Fabiella wasn't so bad after all.
Ava.
What?
I cannot believe you. I mean, one temple rub and you... How psychic was she about how much you like those?
So she did her homework.
But that doesn't just mean we're gonna give up and sell, right?
JK.
Well, you're gonna help me go through these lists, right?
Yes. But if Dad did it, we sell.
And if he didn't, we fight.
Okay. Out of 1,000 tested, 153 people had adverse reactions. So I divided up all the phone numbers. Okay. We gotta start calling people. Do this.
It's like I'm walking under ladders, or the mirror's about to break.
Hi,
like
Dinah.
A black cat's walking next to me,
Ava,
that
Marchetta.
I can't see the shade. Seems like I'm only yesterday my life was going my way.
Actually, I was calling to talk to you about your reactions to that nice night.
The storm just won't stop raining on my brain. Dinah's turned his back on me, waiting for me to fade away.
Try to tell myself, this is not where I belong. It's a temple.
said her rash was nothing like the story on TV.
What?
That's Kanzi. Wake up. 92 through 103.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, great. Thank you.
Well,
that was the last one. That woman's doctor said she had nothing but a rash.
This is crazy. Not one person had long-lasting side effects. Where did Ned Nakamori find all these victims for his story?
Tian, no! What did you do, baby? What did you do, huh?
Oh, Rats. I love you so much. I'm so sorry I slept with your dad.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm evil. No, you're not. Hospital. What did you take?
3 months worth of birth control pills.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here? Thought you were the pizza.
I brought you these.
And where's your sister? I thought you two were borderline Siamese.
I thought you didn't watch TV.
Henry walks over to Ava and stands in front of the TV screen.
It smells like beef in here.
That's the carniceria. Is that why you came here, to smell my office?
Ha-ha. So, interesting books you've got here. What is this, pleasure reading?
My sister works for the New York Review of Books, so she sends me the ones with the funniest titles. And yes, I do read them. I like to read.
So, sister, huh? That's something we have in common?
Yeah, it's probably about the only thing we have in common.
Well, you're awfully quick to judge.
As much as I'm enjoying your spontaneous attack on my character and office smell, would you do me a favor and get to the point?
Just a second. Hey, Dan.
Hey, check this out.
I compared the formula in the testing to the current Everdew formula, and Dad changed it.
No way.
Yes way. He took the isopropylanolate out, but there's no records of this in the files.
I'm telling you, Ava, this thing is screwier than Courtney Love.
Okay, we'll just, see what you can find.
Okay.
You don't have a case.
What? Not one of these people had a permanent reaction. And then we find out that the formula was changed. Someone had to have fabricated those testimonials.
You don't have any proof, though.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
Sure we do.
No, you don't.
Okay, fine. We don't.
With us today is Ned Nakamori, the reporter who first broke that story in Los Angeles. Ned, is it true that this is the end for the troubled company? Is a sale to Fabiella Cosmetics imminent?
That's right, Christian. It's expected that when Marchetta Cosmetics shareholders vote in less than 2 weeks, they will overwhelmingly approve a sale to arch rival, Fabiella. Let's hope new leadership will prevent another atrocity, like the one I brought to light a few weeks ago.
I always had perfect skin. All I wanted was a good moisturizer.
Tansy is checking paperwork. She looks up at a news report on the TV and presses the remote until she finds the program Evils of the Epidermis. Tansy freezes the picture where a doctor is examining a woman whose face is covered in a severe facial rash. A small caption at the bottom of the left-hand corner of the screen says footage provided by KLAE8 News.
Yes, hi. I need a Los Angeles number for KLAE.
A building with a large figure of 8 in red and KLAE on the side. An astonished male receptionist looks up as Tansy, wearing a low-cut top, walks down the steps. Tansy takes off her dark glasses and leans over the counter.
Hello.
Hey.
What's your name?
Jean.
Hi, Jean. I'm Tina.
Hey, Tina. Did anyone ever tell you you look like Tansy Marchetta?
Thanks.
You're much prettier, though.
Thanks.
I'm sure you're a lot nicer than they are. What spoiled jerk screwing over all those people like
hey,
that?
Hey, Jean. Believe it or not, I'm actually on the prowl for some of those release forms that people have to sign before they go on television. I mean, everyone you air has to sign one of those things, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So, I was wondering if I could just get a little look-see in that file.
Oh, I am not authorized to do that.
Jean, I'm gonna be in so much trouble. My boss needs them for a TV emergency. If you could just help me this eensy-weensy little bit.
Jean licks his lips and swallows hard. Tansy rifles through files as Jean keeps watch at the door.
You're gonna be quick, right?
Mm-hmm. Tansy takes out a file marked Evils of the Epidermis.
Hurry!
What the hell's going on in here, Jean? Well, well, what have we here?
Her boss is having a TV emergency.
Jean, you must be a stone moron. Do you know who that is? That's Tansy Marchetta.
No.
You're in big trouble.
Henry and Ava eat pizza.
Sorry, it's not exactly sushi, Roku, but...
Are you kidding? This stuff is so much better than sushi.
You haven't had Domino's before?
Well, once at Brigida's White Trash Hoedown party, but other than that, our chef always made us low-carb pizza.
Good lord.
Henry wipes the corner of Ava's mouth with a blue napkin.
Look, thanks for helping us. All of our so-called friends have treated us like lepers since this happened.
I know about the leper thing. I was a debate team nerd in high school, so.
Really? That's cute. Nerds are, like, really in right now.
Yeah, they weren't back then. A beautiful girl like you wouldn't have given me the time of day.
I don't know about beautiful. I've gained 2 pounds since I've been poor. I used to make fun of regular people with their eye bags and their love handles, but worrying about money is really tiring. I got my first eye bag yesterday.
You could use a little preparation H for that. You still look pretty great to me.
Well, my mom was a model, so looking great was considered a genetic requirement.
Where is your mom anyway?
She's in Europe with an Egyptian prince. She changed her name to Isis, and she calls us her cousins.
Hmm.
We get emails every few years. You want to know something really funny, though? I can remember living in this teeny tiny little walk-up and being really happy. I mean, Tansy doesn't remember that, but I totally do.
You're different than I thought you were, Ava Marchetta.
Oh my god, I was just attacked
by vermin!
That's my cat, Clarence Darrow.
Oh, whatever, it was vomitous. I hate cats.
Well, excuse me.
Oh, what? You think I'm overreacting?
He's a cat.
He looks like he has rabies.
Come on.
How can you stand this? This is like an episode of Fear Factor.
I'm sorry I don't live in a mansion and have a chihuahua with a pedicure.
Oh, and what? Because you work in a cesspool, you think you're like Gandhi or something?
What about you? You're all frosting and no cupcake.
I am cupcake, okay? And you are pretentious and sloppy.
Thank God I didn't kiss you. You would have needed a tetanus shot.
Oh, because I would have let you kiss me.
You're practically in my lap.
I was reaching for more pizza.
Sure you were.
I was, and you know what? You can't talk to me like that. You know why? You work for me. You're fired.
You can't fire me. I'm helping you out for free.
You're still fired. What? Hello? What?
At the police station, a policeman slams a wooden and glass door, locking Tansy in a room. Three tough-looking women who are sitting in the room look Tansy up and down. From the doorway, she gives them a nervous little wave.
Hi.
Hey, Sue, check it out. Looks like one of them fancy prostitutes from the Promenade Hotel got herself cold-busted.
No, I'm not a hooker. Oh. Not that I don't respect your entrepreneurial... spirits, it's just that I don't really smell my thing, you know? In fact, it's really a personal failing on my part, you know, because if I could just get myself more organized...
You got some soft skin.
Yeah, it's like a baby's. How you do that?
Tanzania Marchetta, trespassing and attempted theft. That's $20,000 bail.
$20,000? What kind of criminal has $20,000? What is wrong with the justice system?
That'll be peanuts for you, Missy.
Oh, you know what? Hey, Henry, stop! You can't drag me away
afraid like that, Henry. And you know what else? The only reason that you're still here is because Tansy's in jail.
Ava, there's a bail bondsman around the corner.
Oh, and what? He's just gonna give me the money?
No, he'll loan you the money. You just have to give him some collateral.
I don't have any collateral.
Henry looks at the Rolex watch on Ava's wrist.
That's my dad's watch.
It's your sister, Ava.
Sorry, Rolly. Time for you to go.
Okay, the key to soft skin, like mine, is exfoliation. Exfoliation.
Exfoliation.
Yes. Now, LaPortia, all of that makeup is really hard on your skin. You need to be kinder to your pores. If only we had some kind of a scrub. Something fine but grainy and...
Oh,
I got an egg roll in my bra. Just give me a minute.
That's okay.
I got sand all up in my toe jam running from the polo.
Great. Anything abrasive like this will really get rid of those dead cells. Okay, you want to use natural hypoallergenic ingredients on your skin. Stay away from formaldehyde. You don't even want to know how much formaldehyde a woman swallows a year just from her lip gloss. Okay, you want to use like sea kelp, oatmeal, natural lactic acid.
Girl, we can't afford nothing but the cheap stuff.
Mm-mm, and nothing that costs $2 gonna make your skin feel this good.
Yeah, they just sold something like that at the Rite Aid, huh?
Tanzania Marchetta, you made bail.
Really? But we were just getting ready to start a book club.
In darkness, Ava and Tansy quietly unlock the door to Inez's apartment and creep in.
How'd you get so good at this? Practice.
Ay, Dios mío, qué bueno que llegaron, pero qué fue lo que pasó? How dare you sneak in like that? What in the world are you wearing? No wonder you ended up in jail.
No.
Oh, girls, you want to drive me crazy? Oh, you smell like Satan's armpit. Go wash those things off. Go and you come here, young lady. Where do you think you're going? Who do you think you are? Calling me and leaving a message. Oh, Nancy, well, Tansy's in jail, but don't worry. Don't worry. You almost gave me a heart attack.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to be so worried.
What? Are you crazy? Who am I if not your mother?
Look, you're the one always telling us that we act spoiled all the time and that we don't appreciate you.
That's what mamas do. Don't you understand?
I'm sorry, Nessie. I'm sorry.
You know, apart from my own two girls, you're everything to me.
I know that.
And I will never let you suffer.
I love you. Nessie, we love you too.
You remind me so much like your father. He was a very good man. And he was going to bring my girls over here.
He was. I want to help you with that. I want to finish what he started.
Oh, mi niña.
Hey, could someone come and help me, sir? The tattoo that Butch Brenda gave me isn't coming off. He said it was Hannah.
Ava speeds along a wide country road in an old beige car. Tansy reads from a small piece of paper.
Rule Route 17. How ghetto is that?
This was your idea, Tans.
Ooh, pothole. Told you we should have gotten the Beamer. And I told you, too expensive.
Someone's been hanging out with Henry a little too long. Look, I went over there for help. Uh-huh. For us.
Yeah. You won him, Amy.
What about you? You and Rick practically, like, jump each other every time you see him.
Please. Admit it, Tans. You think he's hot.
I'll admit it when you admit it.
So you admit it?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Well, then you did, too.
Wavelengths. Chances of showers in the hills tonight.
Ava. Get ready for the rain. I like Henry a lot more than I like Mick.
The thing I like about Henry is, I mean, you know, assuming that he ever talks to me again. What's that? He takes me seriously, you know, like Daddy did. I used to resent that. And I used to think, you know, all he wants me to do is be good at everything and take care of you, but now I think, wow, you know, he really believed in me. Some
Sometimes I wish Dad had been a little harder on me.
You do?
Yeah.
Look at you now, Tance. I mean, you're the one that got the clue that's gonna get us out of this.
And then you're gonna go off to UCLA and you are gonna be the most genius chemistry major that they've ever had. Do you mean it? Really?
And, like, you know, the hottest chemistry major, too.
You know.
Ava stops the car in front of a white wooden house. The numbers 72648 are by the front door. A bearded man in green vest and pants is kneeling on grass behind a wire fence. A white Volkswagen is in the background. A woman peeks from behind a white neck curtain and hurriedly pulls back as Tansy knocks at the door. A woman with auburn hair and smooth skin opens the door and looks nervously at Tansy and Ava.
Margot Thorness?
So, after I had those awful, awful side effects with Everdeen Night Cream, the company offered to pay for my reconstructive surgery.
We did?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you happen to have any skin problems before?
Oh, no. No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
It's funny then that I saw you on the eczema documentary on KLAE.
Oh, what? Well, see, at the time, I didn't know it was the Everdeen causing the problem, so I went to see a whole lot of doctors.
I see. Do you happen to have any pictures of yourself before you had the reactions?
No, I'm a shy, delicate flower. I really don't like being photographed.
But you have all these pictures of you with all your cats.
Yeah, but you know, that's more for my cats.
Really?
Oh! Oh my! I need to get to church!
On a Wednesday?
Yes, sugar pie. I run a Bible study, so I'm afraid I'm gonna have to ask y'all to leave. Now!
Does she think that we're complete idiots? She was so full of it. I saw her face. And you know what? That was not an allergic reaction.
Tance.
That is severe eczema scarring.
Tance, we're screwed.
What are you talking about?
We don't have any time left, and we have no proof.
We paid for those surgeries. We can find those records.
Look, it doesn't even matter. The vote is on Saturday. It's over. It's done.
What? You're just gonna give up like that?
Yes.
This is not fair. It's not right.
The world doesn't care, Tance. Okay, would you just grow up?
God.
Bite me! Could this get any worse?
We could die here.
You tell your friend Margot, if I catch one of her mangy cats spraying on my V-dub one more time, I'm setting a damn cat on fire. You hear me? Oh. On fire!
Oh, my God! How long has Margot lived there?
She grew up here with her mama. Thank the Lord she finally got her face fixed. That Big Dipper mark scared me to death.
It did look like the Big Dipper. That's what I said, Mary!
Priorities, Tance. Excuse me. When did she get that mark?
She was born with it.
That is lovely, sir. Just lovely. Oh, can we get a job?
Sure.
Wait until Tommy hears about this Margot stuff.
Screw Tommy.
What do you mean?
You and I are taking care of ourselves from now on. Tommy hasn't done jack. All he's gonna do is tell us that we need proof. You know what? He wants proof? Fine. You and I are gonna get it.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Ned Nakamori?
Well. Ava and Tansy Marchetta in la flesh. What can I do you for?
Well, have we got a scoop for you?
Wait, let me guess. It was a hoax, right? Darling, I hear that from all my bus. Everyone's innocent. Sorry, I'm busy. We're about to go to national feed.
Are you too busy to hear about a high-powered CEO involved in stock fraud? You'll get the exclusive. Yeah.
All we need is just this one teeny tiny little thing.
Ava whispers in Ned's ear.
Regular Martha Stewart. Well, except for going to jail part.
You sure you know what you're doing?
Sorry.
More than anything in my whole life.
And my office isn't too embarrassing.
Absolutely not. Besides, there's something really comforting about this place. I even came close to pinning Clarence Darrow today.
Wow, that's a big step.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wrong about you. You are a cupcake.
Will you guys just kiss already and get it over with?
Well, hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Nice touch. I understand we're celebrating a merger.
Oh, great.
Hi, how are you?
We get together.
Tommy, this is our attorney, Henry.
Henry, pleasure.
How are you?
And this is Craig.
I love you very much. I'll talk to you later. Hey, nice to meet you.
Hi. Hi. Tommy let me come as a secretary today. Pam sick, isn't that awesome? Your nose. It looks kind of like mine. Thanks. You are my inspiration.
Buongiorno, chicklets. I'm over the moon. This is Nelson, my attorney.
Fabiola, I'm delighted you're here.
Hello.
Nelson, Tommy Katz.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Hi.
Cheese?
Thank you, ma'am.
No, bad for the complexion. What is this place?
This is our lawyer's office.
Bravo on the cost-cutting measure. I always say, never spend too much money on a lawyer. They always gouge you in the end.
I'm missing courtside blankets for this. This better be good.
Why don't we just all take a seat and we'll get started?
I'll stand.
I'll sit.
Ava and Henry smile at each other as Henry hands Ava a blue file.
Tommy, you told us all along that we needed proof to convince the stockholders to believe in us, and you were right.
Our father changed the Everdue formula after the initial tests.
He took out the isopropyl lanolin, which we chem nerds know can cause irritation.
Girls, I'm absolutely enthralled by the chemistry tutorial, but I'm not quite sure I see the point.
We tracked down one of the victims.
The woman that we found wasn't scarred by Everdue night cream. She was born with a skin disease. She lied.
And we found her with perfect skin, thanks to the plastic surgeries that Marchetta paid for.
Wait a minute, how come I didn't know about this?
Why don't you explain this to us, Captain Bob?
What? This is the first I've heard of.
Well, this has been quite a hoot, girls. But I've got a company to run. When you're ready to talk merging, I'll take your call.
Hold it. We also found the canceled checks from all of the surgeries, paid for out of our personal accounts. No wonder we were overdrawn, Craig.
We also found the anonymous package sent to Ned Nakamori. It came from you, Fabiola.
You don't think I'm so desperate for this company that I'd plant evidence?
Fabiola, don't say one more word.
You're right. Someone did plant evidence. But it wasn't Fabiola.
It wasn't?
Ask yourself this, Nelson. Who would have access to all of the Everdue test results?
Or access to our personal bank accounts?
Tommy, our trustee.
What?
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 The messenger slip you signed, you put the Marchetta zip code in your handwriting.
Girls, you know I've never...
Can it, Katzenbach? You set me up. You said you could get me Marchetta on the cheap. I said, spare me the details and make it happen. So what? I'm a little bit of a criminal, but hey, it's business.
Daddy didn't leave you his company, so you decide to steal it? You devalued our stock and you framed Fabiola.
You'll be facing some major SEC violations, Mr. Katzenbach.
Katzenbach, you wanna be player. Trying to step to these babies like a cheap soothsayer. But you've been kicked to the curb, and your time is up. So you're gonna find yourself begging with a little tin cup. Booyah!
All right, so what? You girls would have been set for life. I built this company too, you know. Is it my fault that I'm not some genius chemist makeup man that all the babes are hot for?
Jaden gets up from a desk and hits Tommy in the face with a file.
Bravo, girls. You deserve your company. Round one to you. I'm impressed. You may be heavyweights yet. Arrivederci, mes chéris.
Chairman Tweeney, I hope I'm not overstepping my bounds in asking to fire Mr. Katzenbach.
Fire?
Effective immediately.
Not at all, Miss Marsh Chapman.
Chairman Tweeney leaves the room.
Sweeties, have a little simpatico, eh? And, all I ever wanted was an office in Century City.
White letters on a black background read, 6 months later. Ava is reading a file as she walks down a bright corridor.
Your attorney's here, NMIX on line one. I'm sure he's looking for a job now that he's been killed off Long Island. Take a message, and also these have all been approved. Thanks, Jaden.
Hey, sexy.
Hey, counselor.
Ava and Henry kiss in the corridor.
Did I ever tell you you look so great in Men's Warehouse?
Come on, it's Nordstrom's. Sales rack.
Tansy mixes chemicals in a laboratory with Rick.
More carrot seed oil. We want nourishment with staying power. I'm going like baby's butt softness here. And affordability.
Good call, freshman.
Thank you.
Tansy and Rick kiss. Nighttime at the apartment of Inez. Inez leans against the door of the bedroom. The bedside table light is on. Inez smiles at two young girls lying in separate beds.
Buenas noches, mis niñas.
Buenas noches, mamá.
Good night.
Good night, mamá.
The girls turn over in their beds. Outside the bedroom window is a large billboard advertising Marchetta all-natural cosmetics. Affordable, with an exclamation mark alongside, is written in red on the top left corner. Ava and Tansy smile out from the advert. A montage of outtakes from the film follows.
You caught me.
You bad.
Oh, that's not me.
I'm looking at you on the patio.
Stop!
I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, that's not me.
Run! Give me that! Why don't you go open the window? The smoke bothers you so much, then maybe we can... I could taste it all in there.
Sorry. Don't do
this. All in favor.
All in favor.
You told me you could get Marchetta on the cheap, and I said, spare me the details. Go ahead. Do it. Make my day.
Yeah, but you've been kicked to the curb. Your time is up. And I never got my line. So what's up?
Exfoliation.
Yes. Now, LaFonda. LaFonda? It's something fine, but rainy.
I got a bagel in my bra. Just give me a minute.
I can't wait. Something fine, but rainy.
I got a chunky peanut butter sandwich in my bra. Just give me a minute.
No.
I got a tube of toothpaste in my bra. Just give me a minute.
That's okay. Something fine and grainy.
I got a jar of maraschino cherries in my bra. If you just give me a minute.
No, that's okay.
I guess.
Would you just grow up, for God's sakes? Skinchel's disgusting.
No, stop.
I find it comforting.
The end.